This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
GQ Magazine released the cover of its annual Men of the Year issue, naming former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick as their Citizen of the Year. Now, they said they are honoring Kaepernick's activism on police brutality. Remember, this is the same Kaepernick. You see those socks? It depicts policemen as pigs and much worse. Joining us with Reaction, American First Action spokesman, senior advisor, former Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark, and civil rights attorney Daryl Parks. Daryl, it's the stuff that the position that he has taken on police, it is a broad, sweeping generalization. You know, we see in Vegas, we see on 9/11, we see in the most recent attack in New York, we see the cops. Those are the days we remember. Wow, these are amazing people that put their lives on the line for us. And don't they deserve the presumption of innocence? And the action of one bad cop does not reflect on the 99.999% of others. He rushes to judgment. He supported a murdering dictator, Castro. How do we get the man of the year, Sheriff?
Well, first of all, The facts are very clear. The data is clear. More black men lose their lives at the hands of other black men, not police. But as for GQ, look, I think probably the first runner-up would have been O.J. Simpson. This is a political stunt by GQ magazine, a failing magazine. You know, their viewership or their readership is probably off. And they had to bring attention to themselves. That's why I call this a political stunt, much like when Rolling Stone put one of the Zarnaev brothers on their cover. The left and GQ in this instance has really cheapened what it means in the United States of America to hold iconic status. When I think of people like Medgar Evers, lost his life fighting for civil rights, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Rosa Parks, who did it silently, Muhammad Ali, who was stripped of his boxing title to stand up for what he believed in. I think of Jackie Robinson, who crossed a color barrier in baseball. These people accomplished something and really stood for something. They had a core about them. Kaepernick doesn't know what he's talking about. And if you recall, Sean, he's not the original take a knee. That was Tim Tebow who did it in prayer. Kaepernick sat on his ass during the national anthem and the disrespect that he showed, not only for the flag and for the anthem and for America, but for military people as well.
Well, Sheriff David Clark, you know, what was, you know, your response when you heard about it? When we heard about this yesterday, when, you know, GQ had made the announcement, and, of course, we're seeing the cover, and that's, I guess it's coming out later today, isn't it? The cover of, or the magazine in which Colin Kaepernick is named the Citizen of the Year. Wow. No matter how much room I consider and open this up a little bit, Scott, I'm having a hard time reconciling this. And I agree with the Sheriff Clark that this seems to be quite a stunt here on behalf of GQ. Or is this, you know, one of those, you know, kind of finger in the eye to, you know, the rest of the country that somebody like Colin Kaepernick, you know, as Sheriff Clark said, is not even sure what it is that he's protesting or even how to announce it, you know, whether it's the socks that he wore, you know, the T-shirt promoting, you know, that promotes Marxism and communism. I mean, does he even understand what communism has done to the world, you know, versus anything that is represented here in this country? The millions of people that have died at the hands of communists. Boy, you know, we're going to, I mentioned the other day, we've got an interview coming up with, you know, Lee Edwards, who's really, you know, you might even go back and give him a lot of credit in being involved with, you know, the conservative movement. He was right there along with it and talks about, at length about, you know, the effect of communism and why he so passionately focused on freedom. And, you know, it's this whole issue with Colin Kaepernick. I don't know. Let me know your thoughts, okay?
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop and hear what's that sound. Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Horace Cooper joins us now, nationally recognized legal commentator and adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research and co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. Mr. Cooper, how you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Always good to have your insight here. So what are your thoughts on Colin Kaepernick, the man of the year, according to GQ? Oh, I'm sorry. Is he the citizen of the year, not man of the year?
Citizen of the year. It is increasingly the case that the so-called mainstream media is doing every single thing that they can to alienate the people who live in the heartland, the people who are not living on the East or the West Coast. And here is another example. Apparently, flag burners weren't high profile enough for them to profile and put on their give them the award, but they found someone else who acted in a similarly disrespectful way and decided that yes, this is exactly who the readers of America would want to see, and this explains likely why the readership of the GQ has declined so much over the last 15 years.
Yeah, it's almost welcome to the world of irrelevance. And I mean, even with a desperate ploy to try to be, but I mean, you're not even going after anybody with, I mean, any significant number of people who would laud this and say, wow, okay, a smart move here. Because like, you wonder, of all the things that happened this year, in America, and I think a lot of great things to Americans by Americans. Why Colin Kaepernick?
So the irony to me is it was actually last year that he began this disrespectful behavior and became prominent for doing it. And it is this year that it isn't so much him being the person of disrespect. It is a whole group effort by a couple, nearly a dozen NFL players that were disrespectful. This is an attempt to normalize people like Colin Kaepernick. This is an attempt to lionize. It is pretty clear. You don't even have to look at it with any kind of a very, very jaundiced eye to recognize they are trying to make it appear that there is something positive and that there's something great about this disrespectful behavior. I have said again and again, this is not patriotic behavior. You can, in America, be as critical about anything you want to be critical about. Our system encourages every person to be able to express themselves. What we don't do is let you call that criticism patriotism. The left, GQ, progressives want to pretend that there's this new phenomenon called patriotic dissent. This behavior is no more appropriate than on your wife's 20th anniversary saying, I'm not taking you out to dinner. I'm going to outline all of the criticisms that I have of our marriage. I'm going to tell you about your weight problem. I'm going to tell you about the nagging problem. I'm going to tell you about how I don't like your morning breath. If you were to do that on your 20th anniversary, you wouldn't be able to say, that's because I love you. Because when your wife sends you the divorce papers the next day, you'll understand that you weren't being loving.
Yes.
On your mother's, on Mother's Day, you wouldn't send a letter telling your mother, I love you. I want to show you how devoted I am to you. But you are a bad mother. You are a bad person. In no activity associated with patriotism, no song, no ritual, there is no part of patriotism. You don't wake up on the 4th of July and come up with your litany of criticism. We need to call this disrespectful, unpatriotic behavior out for what it actually is.
Exactly. Horace, I also want to get your read on, I don't know if you saw this last night, Tucker Carlson was interviewing this law professor who had submitted an op-ed to the New York Times. And I got to tell you, it's a sad commentary. I really felt for him that his worldview is so anti-white. And the things that he had to say just keep us locked down in terms of this bitter divide. Didn't want to offer.
I didn't feel sad for him. I felt sad for us.
Yeah, maybe his boys,
sitting,
I guess.
We are sitting. I watched this interview.
Yeah.
I read his piece. We are sitting in the midst of the racism of the 21st century being made manifest. Mm-hmm. I want people to comprehend this. The racism of the 30s, the 40s, and the 50s was not entirely, wasn't even mostly presented by people in hoods and shrouds. It was presented as positive, as helpful. It was suggested that it was better for people if we look at the race of individuals and group them accordingly. It was argued that it was hygienic, that you could tell one race was more or less hygienic than another. Mm-hmm. You didn't divide people from drinking water at the fountain, and you didn't provide limits on who could go to the pool because of some hate rhetoric. Mm-hmm. It was because of this very same gentle rhetoric used last night and in the column. And that was a rejection of Martin Luther King's vision that every person ought to be judged as an individual. This man came right out and said, if you're white, it's okay to lump you into a category of bad behavior until you as an individual can prove otherwise. That is textbook bigotry.
Right. And the standard of said behavior was such that it was obvious that if you believed as he did, then your behavior is acceptable. Anything less made you a racist.
Yeah, but as I said, I want your listeners to understand, he doesn't have to wear a scary garb.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to come in the dark of night. He doesn't need to carry a pitchfork. What he is saying is the definition of bigotry and racism, and that is that we can judge people who we've never met, who we've never had any interaction with, if we only know one aspect about them, their race. And let's be clear, he wasn't saying, let's be nice to people who are white. He particularly thought that there should be detrimental treatment for people who are white because he has judged the race as being dangerous.
Exactly.
This was very bad.
In the op-ed, he says, I will teach my boys the lesson generations of old. I will teach them to be cautious. I will teach them suspicion. I will teach them distrust. I will teach my boys to have profound doubts about that friendship. Most amazing. Really incredible. I appreciate your insight. More from Horace Cooper on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America, 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Horace Cooper continues with us. Horace, just put a little, I guess, a ribbon around this thing. And I had to see, I guess I had to see that last night. I had quite a, an inspiring conversation with Thomas McClary. He's the founder of the Commodores, and we're going to be talking with him a little bit later on. And we were talking yesterday about how race relations have come a long way, and the hope that both of us shared for all of America, a united America, and to see a learned professor, I mean, this guy's a law professor, talking the way he did last night, gosh, you know, you talk about, you know, the bigotry of the 50s and 60s and going backwards. I mean, what a backward step for somebody so educated that you would think, you know, could be a better example, that he would teach his kids the things that would more divide us and be manipulated than something that would bring us together as a country. When I believe the general sentiment, Horace, and maybe I'm Pollyannish, you can call me that if you want, but I just in my travels across the country and talking to people of all races and creed, is that, you know, they're all, you know, hungering for unity here.
Oh, absolutely, we are. And it is very disappointing that the nation who elevated to its top office a black man in the most powerful position on the planet in a way that isn't on the horizon in the United Kingdom or in France or in Germany, or you go almost to anywhere in Western Europe or any of the modern economic powerhouses, it isn't possible. Mm-hmm. And yet, it's not on the horizon. And yet, it happened here in America twice.
Exactly.
And that opportunity wasn't used to share with people who haven't been paying attention here in the United States about the possibilities. I would have loved it if our former president would have at least once a quarter, and nice if he could do it monthly, but at least once a quarter stood up and said, you know how great America is? America is a place that doesn't matter who you are, what your circumstances, how humble your beginnings are, if you apply yourself, if you hit the books hard, you can ultimately be president of these United States.
Exactly.
Remind us that that's what this country is. Instead, he and his administration worked assiduously to say the opposite message, that America's unfair, that America doesn't give people a shot, that you can strive, but you still won't be given your chance. Seeing with our eyes how supremely opportunity there is in America was shrouded by the rhetoric that said just the opposite.
Yeah.
This learned professor is doing even more damage by adding some kind of academic patina to out-and-out bigotry and racism.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it calmly. He did it in this very, very serious demeanor. And it made it even more dangerous because people were listening and they believe Barack Obama's criticism of America, and many will believe this gentleman's.
Yeah.
That sets us back.
Yeah, and Tucker called him out on his sophism, his false and deceptive argument there. And the other thing to keep in mind is, as you were just talking about the President of the United States twice, we had the first black attorney general. You know, and here it is.
Second. Yeah.
I mean, you look at that and you go, whoa, and a female on top of that. And you sit there and go, okay, what happened here? I mean, you know, as you say, just in terms of the potential of, today's America and what could have been, and maybe, if Martin Luther King could be talking from the grave, what he would have talked about in terms of a lost opportunity.
But this is why some of the most remarkably distinguished colleges and universities in the 30s, 40s, and 50s embraced racial segregation.
Mm-hmm.
This is the reason why a college president, Woodrow Wilson, became president of the United States, a person who's supposed to be bright and an academic, resegregated Washington, D.C., and our military services.
Mm-hmm.
They were able to use the subtle side of out-and-out bigotry to engage in their racist behavior. They didn't wear masks. They didn't scare you. They didn't light fires. What was most dangerous about what he did is it is harder to comprehend how terrible, how evil the vision that he offered last night because of the calm demeanor in which he expressed himself.
Exactly. Well, I want to talk about the NAACP's protest of the Star Spangled Banner. Boy, talk about, you know, everything that is America, as John Kelly said, the things we hold sacred are being challenged right now. And if we don't understand the things that are sacred of this country, then everything gets unwound here, Horace.
Coincidence that these things are being brought forward though the way they are. It is part of the radical left's indictment of America itself. I don't actually know where the country is or the community lives where this vision that they have of how it should work has been shown. It's certainly not Venezuela. It's certainly not Cuba. It's definitely not North Korea. I'm hoping they don't think that China is the place to look. But they reject this country and its vision that has housed, fed, prospered more people than any other, successfully, than any other civilization in 500 years. They hate that. And I'm going to use that term. They hate that. I think that the California NAACP singled this out to get attention, that they are attacking the national anthem, not because they don't believe it. I think they do dislike our national anthem, but they're doing it today so that they can get attention. Is that fundraising attention? Is that media attention? Not clear to me. Many of the critics of America are going to start racing forward to announce, or I would say denounce, our country. I said all along that the criticism by Colin Kaepernick and others was in fact anti the United States, was in fact unpatriotic, and I was told by many, and I'm sure you heard it, oh, no, no, he's engaging in criticism about police brutality and other kinds of social injustice. This group says, by the way, Colin Kaepernick was one of the first people to identify the very problem, why we don't want to honor our national anthem. I knew that they were motivated by animus against our country, and this action proves it.
Well, what happens to, you know, I think the young black men who have served in the military, who honor the flag, that love the Star Spangled Banner, what kind of cultural conflict are they finding themselves entangled with?
We saw in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s, during the fight for equality, that people who weren't minorities and who joined in favor of equality were referred to as race traitors. We are seeing that terminology and that behavior being called out again and again and again. I think one of the most honorable things, my father passed this year. We had a military funeral. It was a beautiful thing to behold, and I was so honored that my father had taken the risk to sacrifice for all of us.
Yes.
And at his death, we restored that recognition and acknowledgement. I think it's a terrible thing that we're sending a message that that's not important, that that's not valuable, and that in fact young black men or other minorities should eschew this amazing opportunity of service.
Without a doubt. And of course, this professor last night, to your point, is setting all this up in part and parcel with this other narrative that's going about.
This report is brought to you by the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization. November is National Hospice and Palliative Care Month. This year marks the 35th anniversary of the Medicare Hospice Benefit, which has brought high-quality, patient-centered care to millions of Americans. The National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization is working to help people understand that hospice increases quality of life when a cure is not possible, and that it allows patients to spend their final months at home with support for family caregivers. Hospice care is widely covered by both Medicare and most private insurance plans. Udo Benick, NHPCO President and CEO.
One of the biggest misconceptions about hospice is that it's only brink-of-death care, which is simply not true. There's no reason to fear hospice. It's meant to provide comfort during the final months of life, not just the final hours, and allows patients to make their end-of-life journey at home, surrounded by their loved ones, where they want to be.
To learn more about hospice, see videos of hospice in action, or find a provider in your community, visit momentsoflife.org.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929. Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy, they mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
You're still the one I want to talk to today. Still the one that turns my head. We're still having fun, and you're still the one.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with America, Bill Martinez here with you, and we're going to talk the whole situation on healthcare once again. You know, we've been focused on it. You know my feelings pretty clearly about it, that I believe in self-responsibility. I would like for us to have as much responsibility and as much opportunity to control our own health as opposed to having bureaucrats in D.C. that have little to do with it. I don't want Marco Rubio in the middle of my conversation about my health between me and my doctor. That's just the way I feel about it. But here to tell us more and to break it down is this ongoing debate about healthcare. He's an insurance expert, Jeff Cantor. He's the co-founder of My Academy of Health Excellence, putting health back into healthcare, control medical expenses, any doctor or hospital. What a novel concept. Jeff Cantor, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I am very good today. How are you then, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. This whole healthcare debate is just nerve-wracking for me, Jeff, as I'm sure it is for you, because for you, it's very personal. It's up close. You're dealing with this on behalf of, you know, your clientele and people who follow you. This debate just keeps on going endlessly. And of course, you've got the Democrats who, I think contributed to this whole mess, doing everything they can just to, you know, make it more difficult, as opposed to coming alongside and saying, look, as a bipartisan effort, unlike what happened the first time, can we, you know, set, you know, partisanship aside for the sake of we the people, for the constituencies that you serve, in order to put out something that could be meaningful for all concerned.
I actually have to pause because it's almost a comical question, frankly, Bill, because you know, I was just thinking through how I was going to respond based on what you said. But the reality is that both sides have one goal in mind, which is to appease everybody and at least all of their constituents, which is a near impossibility. Mm. And the truth is, you know, what I've been pointing out, the entire initial mistake is it's not designed from the patient up. Everything is somehow idea of coming from the top down. Whoever's at the top keeps to be a changing cavalcade. But none of this is designed around the idea of working from the bottom up.
Exactly.
And that's really why it will never function properly. Just what you said before, that personal responsibility mentality, it has to start there. Like when I go shop for gasoline or whatever, you know, I just go around until I figure out the one that's best for me.
Mm-hmm.
And none of what we're discussing and any of what's on all these shows, it's just like absurd to hear them discuss this because of that one single reality is like lost on all of them.
Well, Jeff, I kept asking from day one, remember the whole driving force was we had this big donut hole of 30 million people that were not covered. And my question all along has been, with that 30 million that started this whole situation, that opened the door to this national health care program, how many of those people have we actually served? You know, how did we move the needle on those 30 million people? And I can't get a straight answer because it's all homogenized. And, you know, they're not, they don't want to be held accountable. They keep it oblique so that somehow they can claim some sort of victory. But I'm going, wait a minute, you guys don't even, you're not even playing by the, what are the rules, you know?
Well, it just seems like everybody needs to have their thumb on the scale or their finger in the pie, however you want to analogize it. I just keep trying to get from anybody the straight answer of how did I go from the doctor visiting me at home when I was sick and paying them when they were done to now I have to drive in the car to their place and I have a small copay.
Mm-hmm.
How did all of that occur? Because exactly what you're describing, everybody needs to be involved in it somehow, so which is only going to create more and more layers and more people that need to get paid, which drives costs, which has nothing to do with taking care of you or me as a patient.
No. And then remind me of how effective our bureaucracy has been, because we've got so many great examples, Jeff, of when the bureaucracy comes in, everything is running so much better because, you know, our government has taken over.
Well, again, it's the same thing. You have to imagine. I just ask everybody, what do you think government is? Have you ever worked at an office where there's a bunch of knuckleheads working down there? Mm. It's no different. And they're just shuffling around to get through the day, but there's so many people engaged now. I deal with a lot of doctors, and all they lament is we knew we were in trouble when we had more people in the front office than we had doctors in the back.
Exactly.
So, and that's exactly why everything's become so complicated. People getting, can't get in. Doctors spending too much time doing paperwork, all this burnout, and none of that has to do with taking care of the patient, like I keep getting back to.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jeff, I think we're so mired in this deal, it's almost a fait accompli that somehow the Republicans, Democrats, somebody wants some sort of political prize out of this deal at the expense of our health care, and this thing is just going to get more and more mired. I've been encouraging on our show that people have take their self-responsibility, go negotiate with their doctors. I've been a direct pay guy for 12 years. I've worked out, negotiated deals with every doctor that I need on a daily basis to handle the things for my family at a lot less than what, these insurance programs do. We've talked with, for example, Josh Umber with Atlas MD, and what they do is for $50 a month, it's concierge service, $50 a month, you can see the doctor as many times you want, and this is taking care of your daily health issues. Prescriptions have already been pre-negotiated at 10%, 10 cents on the dollar, so they've got the right idea. I mean, we can deliver health care, and this is about the delivery of health care, true health care, at a reasonable rate, and just as you said earlier, whether it has to do with gasoline, the price of telephones or whatever on down the line, when the free market is allowed to work, it's proven itself time and again. But somehow, the government wants to get into areas that certainly is not part of its expertise. The Founding Fathers never said that, the number one job of the bureaucracy was to deliver health care to its constituents.
No, nor in anything else. Strictly just to more or less act as the referee, make sure contracts are honored, people don't hurt each other. That's about the extent of it. But yeah, you're right. They've become involved all over. And what you're describing about being a self-pay patient and getting all these things negotiated is really the ultimate option. you know, the sad reality is that most people don't have the, you know, inclination to do it as you aggressively did, or have the ability or the know-how or the time or any other kind of thing. I mean, that's kind of what caused us to really proliferate as we have, because we realize that. So by creating what we're calling the Health Freedom Hub, which is where all of the free market things related to your health all get to reside together, so you have a kind of a singular place to go, and providing you with a concierge-type person who can answer questions and direct you around in there so you don't have to become the armchair expert.
Exactly.
So we put a site together. Let me give you a real quick, Bill. Yes. HealthExcellencePlus.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way for people to kind of get one idea of something that you could do along the lines of what you're describing, because either you can get a DPC doctor or you try to negotiate with a pharmacist or whatever you can work out. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of ways that can be done. And that's what most people don't realize, is they think that insurance is the only way to get some way to get their health taken care of.
Exactly. Well, Jeff, this is why I wanted you on the show to talk about this, because my goal is I'm thinking if we could get a third of America moving on a plan like this, how much pressure would this take off, you know, on the other programs? And the other people will figure it out sooner or later, and they'll go, hey, you know, my neighbor's using this, and yeah, they're doing well, doing fine. You know, why am I paying $2,400 a year, you know, for something that I just basically, what I got is I got an insurance card. That's what I paid for. I paid for that and the right to, you know, have all these, you know, spurious, you know, charges and upcharges and copays and everything else. And it's like, you know, how does that make sense?
No, it doesn't. You know, and actions always speak louder than words. And as you notice, there was kind of a little spike of enrollments in the Affordable Care Act here at the beginning of the selling season. Mm-hmm. And it seems like a lot of people came to a realization that the Republicans were not going to repeal or replace. And so all the fence sitters that said, well, I got to have something, said, well, I might as well just get it after all.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a bit of a spike up. But you know, what's most interesting is what's happened in the last year with doctors. Because historically, we've talked mostly to consumers, but, you know, a little bit peripherally with doctors. But in the last year, we've had a lot of doctors join this Health Freedom Hub approach because they said, you know what, we need to be the ones to get insurance out of the office. The consumer doesn't understand they have options. They just have been sold this hook, line, and sinker by the media or just their friends or however it proliferates. But the doctors know there's options.
Exactly.
Homeopathic, naturopathic, DPC doctors, they know their options.
Yeah.
So they're helping join in with us to do just what you said. How do we get that army of people? Well, we thought it was going to be the consumers. It's turning out to be the doctors are the army of people rebelling against this.
Hey, Jeff, do you have a couple more minutes? I'd like to keep you on for another segment if we could. All right, good. Stay with us. More from Jeff Cantor, co-founder of My Academy of Health Excellence, right after this.
From the studio that brought you Miracles from Heaven and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs comes The Star.
Whoa. I think a new star just appeared. That star means something.
For the first time ever, the fully animated story of the first Christmas told through a whole new set of eyes. Both the donkey and his animal friends follow The Star.
That light, that's The Star.
This is where it's been leading me.
Joseph, I can't go any further.
I'm sorry. There's no room.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Meet the unlikely heroes behind the greatest story ever told.
Try praying. God, I don't really know how this works, or if you listen to prayers from donkeys, but I've seen Mary do this many times.
Experience the family event of the holiday season.
We've come to honor the new king.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
Do you guys like frankincense? I never know what to get.
The Star, rated PG, parental guidance suggested, in theaters November 17th. For tickets and showtimes, go to thestarmovie.com.
This report is brought to you by the National Safety Council. According to a National Safety Council poll, approximately 1 in 4 Americans has been directly affected by the opioid crisis. They may know someone who has overdosed, someone who is addicted, or they may have become addicted themselves. The National Safety Council has launched the Stop Everyday Killers campaign nationwide to literally illustrate the faces behind the numbers. The campaign includes a memorial wall made of pills, individually hand-carved with the faces of the 22,000 people lost last year to prescription opioid overdose. The memorial will travel across the country in the coming months. The campaign also seeks to educate about the scope of the problem and promote proven solutions. Deborah Herzman, President and CEO of the National Safety Council.
The opioid crisis is the most fatal drug epidemic in recorded U.S. history. It claims a life every 24 minutes. The Stop Everyday Killers campaign will play a critical role in shifting the national attitude about opioid painkillers while simultaneously prompting visitors to take life-saving actions.
To learn more, visit StopEverydayKillers.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Jeff Cantor remains with us. He is a healthcare insurance expert, co-founder of My Academy of Health Excellence. Jeff, you got me on the edge of my seat here. I want to hear more about your program, what it is that you have to offer, because I want to open this up to our audience and to their network of relatives and friends and associates that need to take control of their health care. Quit waiting on the Republicans. Obviously, this thing is so mired, and you got to go back and remember how long it took for the Affordable Care Act to get. It wasn't like Barack Obama came in and 2 days later it was done, which, you know, is kind of comical, you know, when you hear some of the politicians and the pundits talk about, you know, putting down the Republic. Well, they've got this and they got control of that and whatever, and look what they're doing. I mean, you know, it's obviously, this is a very complex deal, and as you had said at the onset, the problem is that, you know, in typical, you know, federal form, you're trying to get a one-size-fits-all. Well, the problem is that not everybody, you know, everybody can get a cold, but it's not always the same cold, is it?
No, you know, it's interesting. You've learned a lot being involved in this over time. And interesting, if I had 10 different people and administer the same dosage of drug to all 10, we get 10 different reactions.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody is really, really different. And you have to look at the beginning, and that's the thing most people don't understand, the history of where we've gotten, and that's a long dissertation. But it really got going in the 40s, because prior to that, you really just paid for stuff as you went, or charity, or whatever, and nobody really suffered.
Mm-hmm.
But during the war, they didn't really want to have a lot of salary increases, so they started allowing the government to treat write-offs by giving people health benefits, and suddenly getting health became tied to your job.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first time that that began to occur, and then the more they got involved, well, guess what, now where we are today, where now they need to control the whole thing because cost and this and that, everything becomes out of control, and everybody can't figure out, well, how did they get all the way in control? That took a long time, but here they are.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And that is the sad reality. We got to get back to what was working before we let the whole thing get all mucked up.
Yeah, and to your point here, and this, I want everybody to catch this, because my producer reminds me of this all the time. He goes, Bill, before the Affordable Care Act, I had insurance through my job. I don't have insurance now. I got to go through all these hoops and everything else. And I believe that the politicians owe the people a humongous apology for what they have done to them. But the thing is they're not screaming loud enough. It's the pundits. It's all these other people who are ill affected, which cracks me up. Is like, look at you put put the government on the same health care program that we have and watch how fast things change, right?
Well, look at the VA. That's the perfect example.
Yes,
I'd like
exactly.
to point to as a single payer mm-hmm. mentality, because lo and behold, you know, that really kind of is very much a single payer idea. The government's paying into this VA pool, and the VA go there. Well, look at all the complaints. So what would you expect? My favorite analogy of all is to go to the grocery store and look at the coffee aisle.
Exactly.
Look at all the variety it requires. How can there be a single approach to medicine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And so all the options, everything that federalism, everything that our country has done that we've got a litany of successes built on, we want to obliterate that and somehow look to the government for the answer? How does that make sense?
Well, even if it did somehow, you know, the problem is once they pick a lane, they stick to it. They're not keen to make a say they made a mistake or shift gears. And you know yourself at any popular store or clothing or whatever it may be, the fashions come and go. The building may still be there. You know, we still need the infrastructure of health, but all the tools continually change. Yet a government program is always designed around whatever was good in 1930, whatever, is still good today, and they just function as if nothing has changed.
Yeah, the thing that's interesting is that, yes, it is dynamic, and they figure, like, once they've passed something, that's it. I mean, this is part of the problem that I have, Jeff, with the Democrats. The Democrats knew it was problematic, and I don't know what they were thinking for 7 years, that somehow they didn't need to repair it. They knew that it was all coming to this end, and all they could do was hope and pray that, you know, the Democrats would remain in office. But boy, the tea leaves were right there. It was more than tea leaves. I mean, you didn't have to be some sort of genius. I mean, you're losing seats. You're losing, you know, state houses. You're losing power left and right. You're leaking oil, and you do nothing. You do nothing about it, and you just allow America to suffer, you know, through this horrendous experiment, this botched up experiment. And this is why I, again, Jeff, and as you are, I'm just encouraging people to take self-responsibility. Do not wait on the government. You know, go ahead and act on your own. And so what's your prescription, Jeff, right now?
No, you've really pretty much nailed it on the head. I mean, you know, the whole adage is you're only a leader as long as you're followers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if everyone just follows the insurance model, then guess what? Then they can stay in business and they'll just keep you hostage. If you say, you know what, I don't need any of you people anymore, and you literally turn your back, they're forced to change. Mm-hmm. You know, the perfect example is when McDonald's and Burger King were predominant, and how is Wendy's going to compete against that monolith? But they invented the 99-cent value menu. They brought out salads, and they forced those other two entities to move towards them.
Exactly.
And so really, we as consumers, millions and millions and millions of us, we can readily control the small amount of people that run that whole cartel, yet somehow we think that we're like that elephant. Instead of having a chain, we've got a little string, and we think we're
exactly.
still shackled.
Yep.
We can escape.
Yeah, exactly. But it takes a step. And for some, it may be seemingly a bold step. And in some cases, what I hear often, Jeff, after people have done this, go, what took me so long?
Well, it's like anything, the fear of that unknown. I mean, but there is, it can be a little daunting because there's a lot to suddenly know, and pricing has never been known. So to tell you, you know, you suddenly have to go shop for gasoline, it won't be too hard to learn to do it because everything posts its price.
Right.
So that's, again, partially why we created what we did, because we knew that people were going to walk into this dark world and need a helping hand to readily navigate it. But to begin to save money, to begin to accelerate that free market, to begin to connect with the right kind of doctors that are conducive to this, to meet those direct primary care doctors, all of those things are vital for someone to be successful. And the reality is this needs to be successful right away, because otherwise it will be stymied by the powers that be. So
exactly.
Partially the idea is to facilitate this fast acceleration.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd certainly encourage anybody to go take a look at what we've got to show out there for this solution. And again, there's other resources that we can be pointing you to, too. So I would tell you to go to that healthexcellenceplus.com and see if that sounds like something up your alley.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to take it anymore. You can do this. I mean, this is what we love about this country. We are free. You know, this is the land of the free. And so you got to act free, okay? Take advantage of this deal. Quit waiting on these politicians to keep you kind of in suspended animation here when your health is at risk here. So I think what Jeff has to offer, you know, I mean, the reason, Jeff, that you co-founded My Academy of Health Excellence is because you saw the deficiency and you saw an opportunity. And what I want to you know, kind of encourage you to understand, I'm talking about you, the listener, is that this is a process. You haven't done this before. This is something new. It's kind of like in the old days. I remember when Excel first came out with their Excel spreadsheet, there were so many options with it. It was overwhelming, you know, until you kind of learned to kind of get through the process, and then it started to make sense. But it was an incredible, you know, software piece of document. But you needed to start the journey and start to learn. And then after a while, it became, you know, rather academic. And it's the same way with healthcare. I found, you know, in my experience, is that, yeah, at first a little daunting, and you think, hey, can this really work? And you start talking to one, and doctors go, yeah, okay, yeah, I'll take a, you know, if you're gonna come with money, it's better that I deal with you than have it go through my insurance personnel, because I've got a person that I'm paying, you know, it's probably cost me about 35% to 40% of my fees in order to have her chase down insurance money that takes me anywhere from 90 to 120 days to be paid. So why would I not want to have the money today, and I can afford it at a lot less? You know, a lot less. The reason I have to charge $200 you know, an appointment is because I have all these other expenses on top that I have to pay for. So, you know, you start out that way, and you find out, look at the market is open for this. And what does it mean? It means you actually get the delivery of health care that you always knew was there.
You know, you get further and further away from the care, the more it's going up cost-wise to the consumer. They either don't have it, or they try not to use it, kind of a thing, or they use it not enough for it to even hit any deductibles.
Exactly.
And then from the doctor, like you said, it's harder and harder to collect. And think of it from why the doctors, you know, the more I've been involved, I've been 30 years in the industry all told, and with, you know, consumers primarily, so you always hear what they have to say, but as they become more involved over time, you start to hear more what the doctors say. And think about any business that you would be in where you don't quite know what you're going to get paid. You submit one thing you think is what you're going to get paid. They send back, no, we're going to decline that. We're going to pay you a different one, but we're not going to pay you for this many days. Or
right.
Redo the paperwork. Can you imagine running a business where that was the nature of getting paid, and it's something that's vitally important as your health?
Exactly.
And then there's a bunch of clerical people, not to denigrate any of them, but, you know, they're not the sophisticated level that ideally the doctors are operating on, and they're spending more time with them than they are with the patients. So the whole thing is a recipe for consumer disaster when it comes to your health.
And this is what we've been living through here, Jeff, sadly, for the last 8 years. And if it's going to change, it's going to be up to the individual citizen making an individual liberty-based choice. Jeff, as we wrap things up, the healthcare insurance expert that you are, co-founder of My Academy of Health Excellence, remind everybody where they can go to start that journey of health freedom, true health freedom. What do they do?
Well, the first thing I want to just comment on what you said was the idea of the individual making that choice. Well, guess who the individuals are in this entire world we're describing here? The doctors and the patients are the only two individuals. Everything else are corporate monoliths or government. So
exactly.
Just to put everybody in perspective on that. For our set of circumstances, and we have other programs and sites you can visit as well, but the main one to visit is healthexcellenceplus.com. And there you'll learn an awful lot about options and all the components you need, because just having health insurance alone is not enough. That's like having a knife, and I have a big enough knife or whatever. No, you need a Swiss Army knife with all of the different components that make it up. So from that site, you'll be able to learn about all the elements you need to make up a total universe for your health, and there's a lot you can do on your own.
Yeah,
you'll be
exactly.
Amazed at options available that were right there, like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. Those Ruby slippers, she could have gotten out of there anytime she wanted. She just didn't know she had the power to do it. And
exactly.
We all have that power.
Exactly.
We all have the power, Bill.
But we got to exercise it. Jeff Kanner, co-founder.
Exercise it.
My Academy of Health Excellence. Jeff, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the time.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? see them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.